from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Too far, 'cause you know it don't matter anyway. Say money, money won't get you too far.
Why can't he just go away like everybody else who retires?
What do you mean? He's your favorite Blazer of all time, Danny.
I get so sick and tired of hearing about how great Carmelo Anthony is, or I want to go back to times when Carmelo Anthony mattered. I don't. Look. Was he good on the American Olympic teams? Yes. Was that the only point in his entire career where he accepted a lesser role and a lesser standing? Yes. And it's also the only time in his career where he was successful.
No. He won a national championship at Syracuse.
Okay. Professionally. Professionally.
Yeah.
So. All
right. But he probably got paid a lot to go to Syracuse, too.
Yeah. You're not wrong. The whole thing about him sitting courtside and being with LeBron and the last of his banana boat BFF, yeah, while Dwayne Wade's calling games.
Yeah, gold medal game. He was front and center, courtside in Paris.
Yeah.
As D. Wade was calling the game, LeBron was backpacking Team USA
again,
up until the final.
Carmelo and Chris Paul, not a part of it.
Yeah, all right. Kind of how it goes.
You know.
I mean, it is LeBron.
LeBron shows his BFF, and it was Dwayne Wade. But he thinks of himself quite highly, as he was sitting there courtside against Serbia and against Paris, and he just knew. He just knew everything that was going to happen.
Yeah, he absolutely did. Coach on the floor.
Coach on the floor. Where was the audio from?
This is a podcast with... Oh, goodness gracious.
Hold on, I can find it.
He was on a podcast. Oh, my. I'm just spacing on the names right now.
It's called 7 p.m. in Brooklyn?
Yes.
Yes, with Miro.
Miro, yeah.
This is the podcast that he does with him, where he just he had to regale everybody with how great he was.
And this, it was no holds barred. This is really us against the world. And I have to do everything I have to do to give back to this game. To help you win this game. Whatever I can do from this perspective over here, I'm going to do it. Bron, we got to dig deep. We got to go. I need you to tap into that. End of the game. Joel, man, slip out. Set the screen. Get Steph open. Yo, Joel Flair, go set it for KD now. Now, KD, we got what we want. I also knew what we were trying to do. I seen it ahead of time. I look at the five. Look at the time. Okay. No. KD, go get the ball. Joel, go set the screen. Flair for Steph, then go set the screen. Slip out. They're going to switch. This is what we want. Again, I'm not saying like, oh, I was just having fun with this shit. And talking basketball and being competitive from a sideline. I felt like I was on a team again.
Being it sure sounded like from he was, the sideline.
Sure sounded like he was taking a lot of that credit there. He sounded like he was coaching. We need to get him a fourth gold medal.
Wow.
That's what I gathered out of this.
This is can't let go of the game.
But there is an element, though, of when you watch a game, you say a lot of those same things.
Sure.
I'm
not taking credit for Chauncey Billups running an ATL.
Yeah, but, and that's the thing that Carmelo is talking about, him literally coaching from courtside seats, saying, Joel, you got a flair.
I know what they're trying to get to. I know how to get Steph the ball here.
And he does. He does. He absolutely does. But I think you went a little too far on your credit. Yeah. Maybe we should give him that fourth gold medal. No. Steve Kerr got a lot of criticism until that final game. Mm. And maybe that's what it was.
Steph Stavos is what Steve Kerr is known for.
Carmelo Anthony. No, is Carmelo Anthony saving us.
Oh, okay.
Carmelo Anthony saved Steve Kerr from the embarrassment of losing to France. I mean, that's what I gathered out of that.
It's just...
That's what I gathered out of it.
It's also very dumb. It's also very dumb. Just...
I love Carmelo Anthony for this.
Be a basketball ambassador.
It makes me...
Go sell your weed. Go sell your wine.
Yeah.
Sell whatever it is. Hawk whatever it is you're hawking. But... Stop. Let go. Let go.
He's not going to let go because he coached that team up to a gold medal win. They ran away with that thing at the end.
It's just, I know the ego won't allow it to happen, but just as bad as this is, when LeBron steps away, it's going to be bad.
LeBron's going to be the
same
way.
When he retires, it's going to be so bad.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he's already done. Well, I knew this was going to happen. I saw this coming.
I hope.
The number of things LeBron James has seen coming already. We don't have enough time to go through.
But I hope that when LeBron steps away, what shuts him up and makes it so he doesn't get to this point is...
His kid.
Owning the NBA team in Vegas.
Yeah.
And the NBA saying...
You can't talk anymore.
Shh.
Well, unless it's about your team.
Yeah. And then at that point, we know what's going to happen then. And that...
I'll be okay with that.
Then he'll be one of the great owners in sports because he'll always be saying... out-of-pocket stuff about his own team. It'll be great.
Because we all know what happens with new owners, no matter what. LeBron's going to... It's going to be the same way it was with Jordan. Remember early on, he knew better?
Mm-hmm.
I played.
Kwame Brown.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. We've all been here before. So, I just... This isn't even touch on the fact that Carmelo Anthony also said he wouldn't trade one of his gold medals for an NBA title.
Oh, yeah.
Liar.
He did say that.
Would you trade your free Olympic gold medals for one NBA ring?
I've never been asked that question. No.
Yeah,
when we talk about global sport, for me, a medal means something totally different than an NBA championship.
Easy.
They both have their own separate meanings, but winning a gold medal, it's the passion, it's the pride that you have, not just for a city or a state, for a whole nation, for a whole country, you're winning for it. So it's a different level of, I would say, pride that you have when you're wearing USA across your chest or you're wearing Lithuania across your chest, right? It's a totally different feeling than Knicks, New York across your chest.
What I think from that is he says the Knicks are lesser than. Also that the one time he was willing to sacrifice, which was what Team USA was, is the one thing he won't sacrifice.
Yeah. He did go no Lyles.
It's different.
He's like, dude, how can you say we weren't world champs when, how about his bronze medal? Would he trade his bronze medal for a ring then?
Oof. The answer should be yes. Think about it. If Carmelo Anthony won an NBA title, he would be looked at so drastically different.
Yes, he would.
Drastically different. Even one.
But
just one.
I also think that, we talked about this with quarterbacks in the NFL. And in the NFL, and playing quarterback is different than in basketball because one guy can take
you. Can win you a title. Yeah.
To an NBA championship. And more so in the prime of Carmelo's career than at any other time, right? Because he could have just teamed up with with LeBron. But again, who did LeBron choose?
D-Wade.
D-Wade. He went down and he chose to go with D-Wade.
Not only that, Melo wanted that extra year.
Yeah.
Everybody else lined up their contracts. He's like, I like my money.
So you think of that, it is a little, because Carmelo Anthony was an incredible scorer.
Yeah.
An incredible scorer.
No doubt about it.
But it was always everything else that kind of got in his way from winning a title and getting everybody to pull in the same direction. And knowing which direction that was to pull in, too, it was always a massive criticism.
Directly into his bank account.
Yeah.
That's the direction he pulled in.
That's where everything went to.
That, which, again, I don't fault, but you don't get to have it both ways.
He was an incredible basketball player. I mean, the things, when he took over a game, you would just go,
and here we go.
Goodness gracious. He's going to, Melo's on one tonight.
In the mid post and going to work.
Yep.
But, which is insane. The thing about Carmelo Anthony, I think it bothers me so much from my own personal view, is that I should love Carmelo Anthony's game because I love players like that.
Yeah. Creators, scorers.
That work in the mid-range, that had multiple facets, had that mid-post, the ability to face up, go the other way. Like,
wasn't the most explosive player, yeah, but just always got clean looks.
But yet all the other stuff about him, like, I have just nothing to do with him.
Yeah. Except for all of his jerseys that you have.
Yes, all of them.
Framed.
Coming up next.
Over your bed.
Haley Welch, otherwise known as the Hawk Tua.
Hawk Tua. Hawk Tua. Spit on that name.
Her. Look, she's getting some unfair shade, and we have to address this coming up here. But first, here's the Buck Truck with the Sports Zone update.
Concrete jungle, wet dream tomato.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.